Buenos días y bienvenidos un día más a esta semana de bienvenida para los estudiantes de nuevo ingreso. El día de hoy estará dedicado a la música y al arte. Y es que, gracias a nuestros estudiantes de movilidad, podemos aprender sobre sus países y movernos de nuestra ciudad. En concreto, empezaremos esta jornada con Rumbi y Watsi, que vienen desde Zimbabue y estudiarán durante todo el curso en la Facultad de Filosofía y Letras. Hoy nos presentarán el Festival Jifa y nos darán motivos para querer asistir tan pronto como podamos. Antes de empezar, os recuerdo que esta tarde nuestros alumnos de movilidad podrán disfrutar de un taller de sevillanas. Este tendrá lugar a las 4 y cuarto, en el Salón de Actos. Sin más, os dejo con la presentación que han preparado Rumbi y Watsi.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting us to give this presentation. We apologize for not being able to deliver a whole presentation in Spanish yet, but we promise that we will work very hard during this year to improve our linguistic skills. Today we will talk about Haifa, Harare International Festival of the Arts. In particular, during our presentation, we will focus on the following issues. First, we will give a brief introduction about Haifa. Secondly, we will present what you can do at Haifa. Thirdly, we will talk about the positive social impact of Haifa. And finally, we will give you some tips to make the most of your experience at this festival. So, what is Haifa? It is an international music and arts festival that takes place each year in Harare, which is the capital of our country, Zimbabwe. It is a week-long festival that is celebrated each year around late April or early May. As to what to do when you are attending Haifa, you must know that it offers all kinds of performances, from music and dance to theatre, stand-up comedy, fine art, fashion or poetry. Last year, Haifa welcomed over 1,000 Zimbabwean, African and international artists. As you can imagine, the celebration of this festival has a great social impact in our country and in the city of Harare in particular. It is the largest cultural and artistic initiative in Zimbabwe, and it has helped enormously to the development of arts and culture in the country, as well as to spread Zimbabwe's cultural diversity in the world. Also, the celebration of this festival creates many job opportunities in Harare, especially for stage crew, taxi drivers, stall holders, and people who work in the hospitality industry. Eventually, Haifa has expanded and now offers a range of activities throughout the year. In particular, the organizers are trying to use arts and culture in order to help with social issues. For example, each year a mural is painted in marginalized areas of Harare. Not only does it beautify the city, but art spaces can also stimulate these communities and improve their quality of life. We personally are huge fans of music, so we love the festival and would recommend you give it a go if you are in Harare. Hands down, it would be one of the best festivals of your trip. Now, we will give you some tips to make the most of it. Firstly, you should know that some performances, especially those in the main stage, can cost up to $20. But many events are free of charge. Also, it is possible to attend every single show of the festival. As there are many parallel sessions, it would be advised that you look at the program, because different performances can happen at the same time on different stages. So print out the program or download the festival app on your phone so you can choose the activities that you don't want to miss. Also, Try and book your accommodation ahead of time, as hotels and especially cheaper lodgings tend to fill up fast. Another option is to bring a tent or hire. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation. We are looking forward to welcoming you at the biggest cultural event in our country, and definitely one of the top 10 festivals on our continent too.
Muchas gracias, chicos, por vuestra interesante presentación y por ajustaros también al tiempo. Esto nos permitirá abrir una ronda de preguntas con nuestros asistentes, que seguro que tienen comentarios o dudas. Antes de eso, os recuerdo que a continuación podremos disfrutar de un descanso de 30 minutos para tomarnos un café y estirar las piernas. Además, tenéis una sorpresa, y es que uno de nuestros patrocinadores, en concreto un obrador de pastelería local, ha preparado una mesa muy especial. Así que podréis probar algunas de sus especialidades, como las locas malagueñas o sus famosas palmeras rellenas. Esperamos que os gusten tanto como a nosotros.